You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso.
I'm Norma Martinez, and for Louis Signs this week. And today we're speaking with Melissa Barba, Assistant Director of the Stanley and Gerald Rubin Center for the Visual Arts on the UTEP campus. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you.
Well, the Rubin Center, as we'll call the museum, is one of many museums here across El Paso. But what sets apart the Rubin Center from maybe the other museums around town?
Well, we are the only contemporary art museum here in El Paso, and geographically sort of an isolated population. But it's really a unique space, and we really pride ourselves on bringing a sort of internationally recognized artists to El Paso for the UTEP community so students can experience that caliber of artwork as well as the El Paso community. And I think some things that make us unique is really we're a contemporary art space that focuses on sort of artistic practices in the 21st century. But we really have a great focus on sort of contemporary art meeting contemporary life. Sort of we look at interdisciplinary practices in what we do, and we really work hard to make different connections and engage the community in contemporary culture and what's happening today.
So what are the some of that interdisciplinary connections that you make? Obviously, artists working with who, for example?
We have artists that work, you know, in the sciences. We have artists that work sort of across the board with a variety of other disciplines. Currently, right now, we have our faculty show, and we have a component to it called Studio Lab, Research Practices in the Visual Arts. And it's an opportunity to see kind of the behind the scenes, the process of the way some of our working artists, our faculty artists are working today. And it has just a wide variety of sort of utilizing the sciences. We have a 3D printing lab. So we have a component where you can see some of our faculty working in that way. We have just a variety. We have Susie Davidoff, who utilizes the earth and sort of the natural landscapes, too. So you can see kind of a wide variety of those practices.
Well, that's really interesting because I think a lot of people, when they think of art and they're not really familiar with contemporary art, they might think art simply as being painting, sketching, sculpture. They don't really think, you know, a 3D printer, or they don't think, you know, maybe metallurgy, working with metals and in a scientific way. So expand our horizons a little bit. For example, you mentioned Susie Davidoff, how she works with her art. Do you know of any other faculty members specifically who might be working in a different realm, maybe apart from what we might think of art maybe?
We have Jessica Pisania Roberts, who is a video artist, and she's actually currently the Border Arts resident in La Union. And she's doing really mixed media work. She creates the costumes for her pieces, and she is usually the primary person acting in her films. And there's she explores sort of gender boundaries and sort of feminist issues, utilizing food and a variety of materials, actually.
So this contemporary art just sort of spans a wide variety of media, and that's what you exhibit at the Rubin Center. So tell me about some of the space that you might use, because I know that in the past the Rubin Center has exhibited some very large objects or things that might just not take up a corner in the wall. You are going to actually need to use a pretty large space to accommodate what some of these artists may have.
Absolutely. We have quite a bit of installation work, too, where the artwork takes over the space. And we have some pieces by Kim Bauer, that we have this sort of table that spans sort of the larger gallery that we have, and you get to see some of the work that he's doing with printing and casting. A great example of an installation work that we currently have at the Rubin Center is from an artist in residence named Adrian Esparza, and he's currently exhibiting at the Perez Art Museum in Miami, but his piece is called Vitrinas de Colonias. And it's a piece that is created using a sarapa that has been unraveled and sort of placed into sort of these geometric forms on the wall. And it's the first thing you see as you come into the Rubin Center. It's a really beautiful piece. And he sort of looks at landscapes and sort of looks at geometric forms and And that's a wonderful example of installation work that we have at the Rubin Center.
Well, earlier you were mentioning the biennial exhibit that the Rubin Center is exhibiting, and that's only going to be on display for one more day. It will come down tomorrow on March the 8th. But we also want to mention that on March the 8th, the community, and especially kids and families, are invited to a Family Day event that the Rubin Center is hosting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, it's a UTEP centennial, and so we've created this opportunity for families, multi-generational families, are invited to attend. It's tomorrow, March 8th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we are being supported by the Tibetan Buddhist Cultural Center of El Paso with this event. And the title of the event is Losar, which is a Tibetan word for New Year. And it was actually officially on March 2nd, but with the Monster Truck Show, we had to push it a week.
Understandable.
So it's Losar, the Himalayan New Year, and it's just going to be a day of Bhutanese arts and crafts. We're going to have meditation for kids every hour on the hour. We're going to have storytelling from the Himalayan region, a Buddhist tea ceremony where young kids can make wishes by pouring tea into a cup in celebration of the new year. And we're also going to have a giant collaborative mandala that family members can participate in, as well as their children.
Yeah, in case maybe people don't know what a mandala is, it's sort of a piece of art created with sand, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we actually have one in the Union that was created, I believe, last year. With Tibetan monks. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have such a collaboration, like you were saying, with the Kingdom of Bhutan. And so this is just sort of reflective of the history of the university. So hopefully the community will want to come down and check out the Rubin Center if they've never been here before. What would probably be the best way for El Pasoans to come down and check out the Rubin Center for Family Day tomorrow?
So you're welcome to come to the Rubin Center through the Sun Bowl Drive, and I believe it's Dawson Road.
Past the traffic circle at Sun Bowl at University. I believe there's a street that's just past the parking garages, right?
That's absolutely.
And I believe there's a sign there that points you to the Rubin Center, so make sure you follow
Stanley
the
and Gerald Rubin Center for the Visual Arts.
And in case maybe people can't find parking there, parking should be available at the parking garages, is that correct?
Absolutely. We should definitely have parking there, hopefully. And this event is free and it's open to the public.
And the UTEP / Bhutanese collaboration will continue with another centennial celebration event happening a little bit later in the month. On March the 20th, you're going to be hosting an artist who is going to offer a lecture on the sacred art of Tibetan Thangkas. And if you can maybe elaborate as to what that is.
It's an event, I believe it's hosted by the Religious Studies Department with Anne Horak, who recently returned from Bhutan in a group that I believe went with the president, Diana Natalicio. And they're bringing in Tim Nelson to come speak at the Rubin Center Auditorium on the sacred art of the Thangkas. And it's actually a religious, it's usually a Buddhist religious symbol placed on a material. And they're really elaborate and just really beautifully crafted. And he's going to talk a little bit about that on March 20th at 6 o'clock. So if you're interested in learning more about it, that's a great opportunity to come to the space.
And you all have a lot of exhibits that are constantly rotating across the Rubin Center. And we mentioned just a few earlier in the show, but you have some that are upcoming. It's almost like there's not a period of time where there's nothing going on at the Rubin Center. And coming up on March the 27th, there's going to be a UTEP Centennial exhibit. It's called 10 Squared, 100 Artists Celebrate UTEP Centennial. So let us know a little bit about this upcoming exhibit.
Sure. Well, it's in conjunction with our 2014 annual juried student UTEP art exhibition. And that exhibition is an annual show that occurs. And we're going to have an award ceremony in an open house on Thursday, April 10th. From 4 to 9, and that's in conjunction with the larger UTEP Centennial Open House. And we're collaborating with the Department of Art at UTEP, and they're going to have all their studios also open with students working in the space too, so you can see artistic practices in the 21st century. But specifically, the 10 Squared project that you mentioned is going to be in our project space, and we've invited 100 artists to celebrate, to help us to celebrate UTEP Centennial. And the artists that we've invited have received a 10 centimeter by 10 centimeter square in which they can create any kind of artwork that we're going to exhibit in the space. And these artists all have a different relationship with the Rubin Center and the Department of Art.
Are they from the community or from across the
country?
They're
international and national artists and local artists as well, too, that we've invited. And we're also going to have historic photos of the Department of Art as well as the history of the Rubin Center. We're coming upon our 10th anniversary this coming year, which we're really excited to celebrate. So so it's going to be a wonderful show, and it's going to culminate in an auction in May, most likely, and we're still working out the dates.
Of the works that are created for the exhibit?
Mm-hmm. Of the works that are created, the 100 artworks that are submitted, mm-hmm. we are going to have an opportunity to auction them off, and then the money that we receive will go to educational programming for the families in our community.
Well, that's terrific. I know that I remember reading in the past that the Rubin Center held summer camps in the past for kids. Are you guys going to be holding that in the summer for kids this time around?
We definitely are. We'll continue with our monthly family days, similar to the one this weekend. But we're also going to have a middle school camp on the power of print. And we're going to be looking at the Mexican-American civil rights movement and also learn about varieties of methods of printmaking as well, from lithography to woodblocks. And so that's going to happen in June. And then also in June, we're going to have Storytelling on Walls, which is going to be a program created for high school students. This summer, we're in celebration of Access and Excellence in the Arts. Also, celebrating the centennial, we're going to have two exhibitions, and one is Rochelle Thieves, Something Gleams, and it's going to be, she's a metalsmithing professor in the UTEP Art Department, and she's been there for, I believe, 37 years. And she's going to be retiring, and she's really an extraordinary artist who's received a lot of international acclaim. So we're going to showcase her work, and then we're also going to showcase Ignite, the artistic and educational heritage of Gaspar Enriquez. And it's a complimentary show to the retrospective that's happening at the museum downtown. Mm-hmm. And our show is going to be focused on sort of both of them as artist educators in the community and sort of what they've done for on the UTEP campus as well as for our community at large. Gaspar Enriquez was an art teacher at Bowie High School for, I believe, like 34 years. And so with his show, he's going to have, it's called the Puro Corazón series, which is a series of portraits that he's done of people who have impacted his life. And we're also going to have a commissioned mural from six former students of his who are now working professional artists and art educators in the community. And so some of those artists are going to be hosting a summer camp for high school students on Storytelling on Walls, which is going to be learning about the murals in El Paso and specifically Segundo Barrio, and also learning different methods of mural making from sort of the more traditional fresco to the more contemporary, like painting on parachute, like a parachute material and sealing it on the walls, which is what a lot of muralists in El Paso are working with today.
So where would this mural be exhibited when it's completed?
Well, it's actually going to be exhibited in the space at the Rubin Center in the L Gallery during the summer exhibition. And then it's going to be removed. It's going to be placed on sort of a parachute material. And then it's going to be removed and permanently placed at Bowie High School.
Oh, great. A lot of history there as well.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Well, we want to again remind you of the Rubin Center's Family Day celebrating the Himalayan New Year. It's going to be happening tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. at the Rubin Center on the UTEP campus, and you can learn more by calling, what's the number we can call for the Rubin Center?
The number is 747-6151.
And you can also visit them on Facebook. Just
Absolutely,
look under Rubin
yes.
Center. Well, Melissa Barba, it's been terrific having you here. Melissa is the Assistant Director of the Stanley and Gerald Rubin Center for the Visual Arts. Again, thanks for being on Focus on Campus.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Focus on Campus. For Louis Signs, I'm Norma Martinez.